Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A huge supply of much-needed medicine is gone in the wake of that devastating tornado in Rocky Mount. Today, we could get a better idea of how big the loss actually is, what to expect as the CEO of Pfizer heads to the plant destroyed by the tornado.
And weather-wise, today should be fairly quiet. The big story is going to be the heat. It's already warm and sticky as you head out the door. I'll show you what it will feel like this afternoon with the heat index.
Air conditioning companies are very busy as the heat wears on. The problems they're seeing and what you can do to avoid them.
And the U.S. women are starting their push for a third straight World Cup championship. How fans here in the Triangle will be celebrating the opening match tonight against Vietnam. Something that you can watch on Fox 50. Yeah. Hello, everybody. It is 4:30. Welcome to your Friday. Ooh. We're glad you're waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. We're waking up to another warm morning, but that's okay. It's summer
Sticky.
In North Carolina, right? Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRCB Weather Center. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. It's already 78 degrees here in the Triangle area this morning, and our dew point is 72, which is way over on the muggy meter. So it's definitely going to be a hot, sticky day for us today. We also have the potential for some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. It's a 30% chance, and we do not have a level one or two risk for severe storms today. So that is definitely a good thing. 70 degrees right now. It's 78, as I mentioned, in Raleigh and Durham, 76 in Southern Pines, 74 in Clinton, 75 in Goldsboro. So it's a very warm start. Hour by hour, our temperatures will climb to 90 around lunchtime. We'll see a high in the mid-90s for this afternoon. The heat index will feel like the triple digits, but I'll show you why it'll feel a little bit more comfortable tomorrow.
The CEO of Pfizer will be at the company's facility in Rocky Mount today to see the damage caused by Wednesday's tornado. Pfizer says it will also give an update today about the effort to get the plant up and running again. The powerful EF3 tornado damaged more than 100 vehicles and storage trucks there. It also left 50,000 pallets of medicine destroyed, which could worsen a medicine shortage already affecting hospitals nationwide. The plant is closed until further notice, affecting more than 3,200 employees.
The Rocky Mount Chamber of Commerce is organizing a relief fund for victims of the tornado. The chamber's president and CEO, David Ferris, tells WRAL he's working with the United Way to set up what the group is calling the Twin City Tornado Disaster Relief Fund. 100% of the money raised from this fund will go to people who have lost property because of the tornado.
It's the right thing to do. We have a great community. It's resilient. Our community has been supportive of our Chamber of Commerce, and they need us, and it's the right thing to do, and we don't hesitate to do it. We're deeply sad we have to, but it's the right thing to do.
Well, details are still getting worked out, but Ferris says once donations start rolling in, the group will begin distributing the funds into the community.
In the next 10 minutes, we'll hear from people in Edgecombe County who are working to rebuild after the storm. And be sure that you have the WRAL weather app on your phone. It's the best way to make sure that you're getting alerts for your area whenever severe weather hits.
Well, Durham police may release more information today about a deadly drive-by shooting at a bus stop in Durham. The case has people who live nearby worried about their safety. Police are searching for the gunman in yesterday afternoon's shooting on Rainer Avenue. The man who was shot was taken to the hospital where he died. Sky 5 flew over that crime scene, which spanned two parking lots. This comes just days after another drive-by shooting at a bus stop on Chapel Hill Road. No one was hurt in that shooting on Saturday. One neighbor says the string of shootings hits especially close to home as he lost his own son to gun violence in 2014.
Every time I see something like this happen on the news, I feel that pain over and over and over, the same pain that I felt for my son.
Well, police have not said if this latest shooting is linked to the one from last Saturday.
So you didn't win the $1 billion Powerball, but you have another chance to become ridiculously rich tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot worth $720 million. That's the fifth highest it has ever been. You can watch tonight's drawing live on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news. The billion-dollar power And the billion-dollar Powerball, we're still waiting to see who that winner is.
Well, staying cool during the hot summer months can be a challenge, and it puts added stress on your air conditioning unit as well. WREL's Michael Gray is joining us live this morning. And Michael, HVAC service technicians working overtime.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. 7 days a week, assisting sometimes six customers a day. There's even times where these technicians are at homes until 1 a.m. But there is obviously some things that you can do. But one thing they do say is that they're prioritizing certain calls based on how hot a person's house is. So those in the 80 degrees in their home, they'll likely get service that day. While those in the 70s, well, you may have to wait a day or two. Another thing to be mindful of is supply chain issues. Now, with these newer ACs, the more energy efficient, they can take weeks to get some specific parts. But again, there are things to do to avoid the hassle altogether. The biggest thing, just make sure you get that routine service on your AC at least twice a year. We had a chance to speak with one expert who filled us in on another tip.
Keep the shrubbery, the grass, the weeds around your AC. You want at least, a foot to 2 feet around your air conditioner or free space.
Obviously, something to keep in mind. Another thing, air filters, especially this year with all the Canadian wildfire smoke that's been coming our way. You want to make sure that those are clean so you also don't have any issues. So just make sure you go through this checklist this summer and make sure that you don't have to call the technicians over to your home. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Well, it will be another day of misery for anyone with a flight in and out of the Atlanta airport. Take a look at what we're talking about. New video posted to Twitter after 2:30 this morning shows the line for the Delta help desk. You can see that line stretches back a long way. Already this morning, there are nearly 100 flights that are delayed or canceled in Atlanta. We told you at 10 and 11 last night, severe weather in Georgia was causing problems. The impact at RDU International is minimal right now, but that could change. We'll continue to monitor this situation as it develops throughout the morning.
The next step in getting renovations for PNC Arena approved will happen today. The Centennial Authority, which oversees the arena, will meet with stakeholders about the different proposals for the renovation. There's no price tag on this project yet. The committee has to decide which proposals it wants, and then both Wake County and Raleigh City Council will have to approve it. The renovation project has been on hold since the pandemic.
Well, hundreds of local business leaders will be meeting this morning to talk about the future of transportation in the Triangle. The Regional Transportation Alliance is hosting its annual breakfast. The focus will be on the start of the bus rapid transit system in the Triangle area and its benefits. This is a rendering of what one of those BT lines will look like. This morning's breakfast is at the new Western Raleigh Durham Airport Hotel.
We now know when construction on the new VinFast facility in Chatham County will start. The company says it will begin a week from today. The groundbreaking celebration begins at 8:30 on July 28th, with the actual groundbreaking taking place about an hour later.
Well, the Women's World Cup is now underway, and you can catch all the action on Fox 50. The U.S. Women's National Team will play its first match of the tournament tonight. This is video of them training as they got ready for that game in New Zealand. Now, coverage of their match against Vietnam starts tonight at 8:45. Again, you can catch all the action on Fox 50, your home for the Women's World Cup. And you can cheer them on tonight at a watch party hosted by the NC Courage in Raleigh. It's happening at 9 at the Carolina Ale House on Skyland Ridge Parkway. If you plan on going, organizers say to get there about 90 minutes early to secure a seat and order some food. The team will be hosting more watch parties throughout the tournament.
People at a gym suffer a close call as powerful winds bring down the building. How officials say everyone was able to escape without injury.
And new developments in the case of a suspected serial killer in New York. The new information that has investigators searching several states for evidence.
It's setting up to be another hot day as we look live at Apex down Salem Street. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is back after the break with when we might get some relief from this heat and humidity.
We're 42. It's a nice quiet start for us this morning. We take a live look at Apex and heading down Salem Street. All looks good right now. We're looking at just a small chance of a thunderstorm later today. Our big story today will be the heat. It's going to be hot. You know, it's been hot. It's July. That's not really much of a story, but we do have a nice break from the humidity starting tomorrow. We're going to go over that in just a minute. But 76 in Southern Pines and in Tarboro at 75 in South Hill, 76 in Goldsboro and in Rocky Mount. So if you're headed out for exercise today, definitely you want to get it done early. We hit 80 degrees at 9 a.m. and we'll climb to 93 this afternoon. The heat index will be right around 100. But again, tomorrow just feels so much more comfortable after a cold front comes through. I'll show you what else we'll expect with that front coming up.
One of the hardest hit areas in Edgecombe County after this week's tornado is on Morningstar Church Road. You can see homes there are destroyed. With all this damage, it's hard to believe people were actually inside their homes when that tornado touched down. Evelyn Powell is an Edgecombe County commissioner. Her husband was trying to take cover in their house when the roof was blown off with the tornado. He wasn't hurt, but their home is gone.
This is something you would dream about, or you would hear somebody talk about on the news. This is nothing you think would happen at your house.
Well, survivors say they feel fortunate they woke up the morning after that tornado. Also in Edgecombe County, a woman and her husband are in the hospital after being thrown 100 feet through the air by that storm. The woman's mother told WREL her daughter and son-in-law tried to take cover in a shelter in a shed, but the winds tore the shed apart, throwing them into the nearby field. They have serious injuries, but family members are hopeful they will recover.
Investigators think the man charged in the Gilgo Beach serial killings case carried out the murders in his Long Island home. They say there is a direct correlation between when the murders happened and when his family was out of town. Rex Huerman's wife of more than 27 years is now filing for a divorce. A week after his arrest, investigators are searching not only his Long Island home, but also his office and a nearby storage facility, two Las Vegas condos he bought, and its property in South Carolina.
We're looking for potential trophies, souvenirs, jewelry, anything that could be attached to the four women or other women that he might have been involved with.
Several departments are all in South Carolina. Rock Hill police are looking at any links to a missing persons case from 2014. 18-year-old Aaliyah Bell vanished not far from a property owned by Huerman. So far, there's no direct connection. Investigators are following up on leads.
Well, this morning, we will learn more about a federal competition to bring solar energy to low-income households. Officials from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Congresswoman Valerie Fouché will be at Research Triangle Park. They will highlight the federal Solar for All competition, which will award $7 billion in 60 grants. The grants will go to states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, and eligible nonprofits.
Strong winds in Georgia knocked down the wall of a gym while people were inside working out. This happened in Calhoun, which is just outside of Georgia, of Atlanta. Fire officials say when the wall collapsed, everything fell toward the outside of the building, so there was no damage inside the gym.
This morning on Today, former North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services Secretary and new CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen sits down for an exclusive interview. She's talking about how local governments are using heat officers to manage the extreme heat wave hitting many parts of the U.S.
We're seeing for the first time where folks are designating someone as the, you know, in charge of responding to the heat.
Well, you can hear more of that interview on Today, this morning on 7, right here on WREL.
Very familiar face during the pandemic and now on the national stage. 4:46 now, let's get a check of our weather with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. We'll get through this hot day and then a little relief coming for the weekend.
Yes, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable. We're not talking about fall conditions just yet, but at least we'll just see our humidity drop a touch. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now. All is good, 78 degrees though, so it's very warm and our dew point is 72. So you step outside and you can feel a huge difference in the air inside, in the air conditioning, and that warm, sticky air that's still lingering for for us. Well, keep it in the 70s all the way up until around 9 a.m. So if you have something you need to get done outside, always best to get that done early. This weekend's going to be nice for heading out to Dick's Park to see the sunflowers. They are in full bloom right now. But if you're headed today, it's still going to be on the sticky side. Again, 70s to begin with. We'll see our temperature climbing to around 93. The heat index this afternoon is going to put us right around 100. We're sitting at tropical in terms of our muggy meter right now, so it's a sticky start out there. Looking at 100 today, but a much bigger change for tomorrow. Look at that. We'll see a high of 88, but it will feel like 89. So we're going to see a nice 10-degree drop in the way it feels outside. And then we're going to hold it in, you know, a normal range for Sunday and Monday, too. We'll see a heat index in the low 90s. We do start to see some of that humidity creeping back as we get into early next week, looking at Tuesday feeling more like 96. So we're not done with summer, but it'll be nice to get a break. Most of the days this week, that heat index has been close to 100. Wasn't quite as bad yesterday, but we've had a lot of hot, sticky days. Here's a cold front that's going to be coming through. That's what's going to help to push our humidity out, at least for a little while. You can watch those colors looking light green, but by Sunday, we start to see a little wave of moisture moving back up, so that may bump up our heat index. We take a look at our temperatures, though. Blue is where temperatures are below normal, and yellow and orange is above normal, and the yellow colors are just slightly above normal, and a lot of the East Coast behind our front does begin to cool off nicely. Our temperatures will be at or below normal as we get into the weekend and early next week. Should be nice at the beaches as well. We have a tiny chance of a thunderstorm today. It's a small chance at the beaches, too. Emerald Isle, 88 tomorrow, 85 at Wrightsville, and 83 at Nag's Head. And then on Sunday, real similar conditions. Expect temperatures in the mid-80s with just a small chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow in the mountains, 81 in Asheville, 75 in Boone. That will feel very comfortable. Grandfather Mountain at 68. Of course, you get into those really high elevations and it feels much cooler on Sunday and Saturday. A small chance for thunderstorms. Checking our chance for storms today, it's just a 20% chance and then a 30% chance tomorrow. We get into next week. The heat does return. We'll be in the mid-90s by Thursday.
Elizabeth, thanks. Well, the hot weather we've been experiencing could be increasing the cost of your health care. But research says the connection is behind higher temperatures and higher bills.
Despite the heat, a planned power outage will affect people in one local community this weekend. Why Duke Energy says it needs to shut it down for several hours.
Good morning at 4:52. Good morning, Lewisburg. You're waking up to another warm day, but as we get through this hot day, there's some relief inside over the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will track all that for us. While strong storms such as this week's tornado are rare in North Carolina, they're becoming more common. Though it's difficult to analyze the relationship between climate change and tornado outbreaks, WRAL's Liz McLaughlin shows us how scientists are examining the factors that make these storms more likely.
Tornado survivors are surveying the damage after their homes were ripped to shreds.
But they're blessed. I mean, no one was injured.
While the frequency and intensity of tornadoes have remained fairly steady, scientists say there are changes to where and when those destructive storms occur.
We're experiencing fewer tornadoes in the Great Plains that a lot of people consider to be Tornado Alley, and more tornadoes farther east.
A recent study forecasts that by 2100, the average annual number of supercells, massive rotating storms known for producing the most severe tornadoes, are projected to become 6.6% more prevalent in the eastern United States.
That's sort of the prime area for tornadoes. And it's the prime area for tornadoes because that's where what we call the tornado ingredients come together.
Those key atmospheric ingredients that lead to tornadoes are instability, warm, moist air near the ground with cooler, dry air above, and wind shear, a change in wind speed or direction over a short distance.
It's climate change, and what is climate change doing to these ingredients? The research is showing concurrent changes in the ingredients, primarily moisture and instability.
Those changes could make tornado seasons longer. Unwelcome news for Nash County residents in the path of the recent storm, starting the long process of cleaning up.
Right now, it's just getting the furniture out of one, take it one step at a time, but just working each day as they come.
That was Liz McLaughlin reporting. Now, climate scientists say tornadoes may be more likely to happen here in years to come as warming temperatures create more fuel for storms.
We're learning more about two U.S. officials who had their emails accessed by Chinese hackers. The hacked accounts belong to U.S. Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns and the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia Daniel Crittenbrink. He recently traveled with Secretary of State Antony Blinken to China. The hackers used a stolen sign-in key to get into the emails. Officials say the hack was limited to unclassified email accounts.
Hot temperatures are driving up energy expenses and also increasing the cost of health care. A study by Virginia Commonwealth University and the Center for American Progress found soaring temperatures will be responsible for an additional 235,000 emergency room visits and 56,000 hospital admissions each year. That's about $1 billion in additional healthcare costs. The CDC says an average of 700 people die from heat exposure each year.
A member of one of Raleigh's first all-girl Scouts BSA troops just completed her Eagle Project. It's a pollinator-friendly butterfly garden at a senior community in Raleigh. Caitlin fell in love with the residents at Magnolia Glen, where her mom works as an occupational therapist.
Caitlin was 5 when I started working here. She was on a year-round schedule, so she would come by once every track out and visit with the residents and come with me to work. And so she's now 15, and so she's grown up here, and she sees some of the residents here as her grandparents and extended family and loves to come visit.
That is so sweet. Caitlin is a rising sophomore at Panther Creek High School, and she wants to work with seniors just like her mom does. Read this full story on WRAL.com. The CEO of Pfizer is expected to visit the Pfizer plant that was destroyed during Wednesday's tornado today. Coming up, I'll explain what's next for the thousands of employees who are waking up this morning without a place to work. And the hot weather is taking a toll on air conditioning systems. The work experts say you can do to make sure yours keeps running so that you can stay cool.
And Women's World Cup action as the U.S. hits the pitch tonight, where you can join fans for the big game and cheer on the Americans to victory.